We are back. I'm Janine. This is Get the Funk Out. And standing by to join me on the second half of the show is Connor Richardson. He played Johnny in The Notebook, which is at the Siegerstrom right now. And he was stellar. The show was incredible. You can find out more details where to get tickets on the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. And he's joining us now. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. I want to thank you. As I said, I can't imagine what time you went to bed last night.
No, you are so fine. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, the show was spectacular. Before we dive into your role as Johnny, can you give listeners a sense of your backstory when you first decided, you know, that acting was your jam?
Sure. Yeah, I was born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee, and you know, my parents threw me in like every single sport that they could possibly think of. You know, I played soccer, I played hockey, I played basketball. And my mom tells this story all the time of like, I was running down the soccer field and I opened my shirt like I was Superman. And then my parents were like, we should try theater. So then they threw me in theater when I was like 8.
That's so cute.
And I did my first show and it was just like the classic, like I was hooked immediately.
Yeah. Love it.
And I couldn't get enough of it. I was doing multiple shows at the same time, all that I was growing up. And then I ended up getting into, I decided that this is what I wanted to do when I was like around 15. I was like, I couldn't really imagine doing anything else. And then I decided that I wanted to go to college for it, got a 4-year degree, and then moved to New York and auditioned my life away until I got lucky enough to book a job like this. And now I've been on tour for the last like year.
Fantastic.
Or not, we'll be on tour for a year, but we've been on tour for the last like 6 months. And it's a dream come true.
Beautiful. Where did you go to school, by the way?
I went to Coastal Carolina University in Myrtle Beach.
Okay. And New York. I mean, that is the place to be. Was it really, it's very hard, you know, when you're starting out, wasn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's very different. I like to say that it's kind of its own planet. If you're not from anywhere around New York, or you didn't grow up going there consistently, it's very different than a lot of other places. But, you know, it's the epicenter of everything that, you know, the theater industry is. Like, that's where Broadway is. So that's kind of where you have to be. And I got very lucky. Like, my whole entire class, all of my friends from college moved up there as well. So I had the same community that I had in college. And
that's good.
That made it a lot easier.
Yeah, having that support, because I grew up in New York, and you need that. You're embarking on something that's really challenging, and not everyone can make it. And
100%.
So how did you get the audition for The Notebook?
So in January of last year, I got a tape from my agents that it was a self-tape. So essentially I had to record scenes and songs from the show the way that I would do them, and then send them off to my agents, who would then send them off to the casting company.
Okay.
And from there I got an email about a week later that I got a call back. So then I go in person in the room with the director and the casting director and stuff.
Fantastic.
And then there was another callback after that. And then, and then you get the phone call.
So what was opening night like for you?
Oh, my goodness. It was incredible. I mean, we were in Cleveland, Ohio, and my whole family came out. And, you know, this was growing up, the biggest shows that I saw were national tours coming through Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And before I even knew what Broadway was, I knew what a national tour was. So this was kind of my first dream, was to be in one of these shows. And I just knew that national tours have a unique position to be in, because they bring the magic of like Broadway and those huge shows to people who don't necessarily have that around them.
Okay.
And that's where I really found out my dream was musical theater and Broadway and stage acting and all of this stuff. So getting to be on the other side of that for the first time and like have my family there, who was sitting next to me in the audience all those years ago when I was first seeing national tours, it was like the most special night of my life.
So beautiful.
I'll always hold that memory very near and dear to my heart.
Are there moments for you that are just, you know, standout moments from last night here at the Siegerstrom?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, every single time that we bring the show to a new group of people, mm-hmm. to a new city, it kind of has that same feeling, you know, because this is the first time that the Notebook has been at the Segerstrom. It's the first time the Notebook has been at any of these cities because it's the first national tour. So mm-hmm. You kind of have that moment every single week, and that's what makes our job so special, is like you get to be a part of something so new for the audience, and it's just such a joy.
It's beautiful. So for people that have been living under a rock and haven't seen the movie sure. or read the book, or how would you describe the show?
Well, I think at its core, the show is just, it's a story of unparalleled and never-ending love between these two characters, Allie and Noah, who are played so beautifully in our show by, there are three actors who play Allie and three actors who play Noah mm-hmm. Throughout the different phases of their life. And what's really unique is you get to see them choose each other at each of these stages. Like when they're younger, you get to see them first fall in love, and everybody remembers like what it was like to fall in love for the first time and what that felt like and how special it was.
Sure.
And then you get to see them reconnect when they're a little, like 10 years later, and see how they still have these feelings for each other and it hasn't gone away. And then in their older life, when they've built a family together and they've gone on this incredible journey, you get to see Noah consistently show up for Allie as she's battling Alzheimer's. And, yes. and at the end of the show, you just get to see all six of them together, and you see the parallels that they've had to fight for each yes. other throughout their entire lives, but it's a fight worth fighting because of how deep their love runs. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Everything is just, it weaves together so beautifully. And there are moments, I mean, even with the actress who plays older Allie, Sharon Catherine
sure.
Brown, where you're laughing out loud, you know,
it, oh,
you're
100%.
Right, crying, or, and then next second you're laughing out loud. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
That's what's beautiful about this show. It's like, I feel like the second that you like reach for a tissue and start wiping your tears away, then you're like laughing and you're like, wait, I don't need this anymore.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. Ugh. So
it's a very special piece.
It is so special. And did you feel that when you got this role that there were so many experiences that led you to this role, or did you work with a coach to get ready for this role?
Oh man, I feel like it was the like culmination of years and years of hard work. Like Notebook was actually the first show that I saw when I moved to New York.
Oh.
On Broadway, and it was I just remember walking out of the theater and being like, oh my gosh, that was unbelievable. And you know, I had a couple close calls throughout the year, but then when I got this tape, there was just something about it. Like I just really loved the material, and I loved the vibe that I had in the room with the director and, mm-hmm. and our casting director and all the people who were there. And it just felt very, like the stars were aligning in a way, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And when I felt that, I was like, okay, I'm just going to let this go and do what I can and be as authentically myself as I can. And I feel like that was the thing that sort of taking that pressure off and having it feel so familiar already was
sure.
the biggest like leg up I think I could have had, you know what I mean?
Sure. Yes. Because maybe internally you felt like you were made for this role, that everything you had done laid the foundation.
It felt like this was like the light at the end of the tunnel after mm-hmm. a very long couple of years. Do you know what I mean?
I do. Yeah. That's beautiful. So how...
It was very sweet.
As an actor, because it is a rocky roller coaster ride, and my show is called Get the Funk Out, by the way.
I love that.
Thank you. How do you stay grounded when things might feel uncertain?
I think it's just remembering what the feeling was when you first started, you know? And that's not to say, like, if you have a change in that, then you shouldn't readjust. But I think that particularly speaking from my own experience, this was the first thing that I, like, acting in musical theater was the first thing that I ever did that made me feel, like, so, like, holistically myself, and, like, I was able to express myself in a way that I hadn't been able to ever before.
It's beautiful.
So when things get very difficult, I just remember how much fun I have truly doing this. And, you know, sometimes you can get so in the weeds of, like, oh my gosh, my technique for this song isn't what it should be, and why isn't this note coming out the way that I want to, or like,
yes,
or I need to take a bigger breath here and engage my diaphragm, and you get so in the weeds of the technique. But I feel like sometimes you just need to strip it down and be like, just have fun and sing the song,
yes,
or just be present and act and tell the story with your scene partner and have that,
yes,
and have fun.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I think that's the biggest thing for me to remember, is because I'm such a heady person that sometimes I just need to take that step back and remember that this is what I love to do. And this is,
yes,
it's, even though I have all this technique now from the training that I've been so lucky to receive over the last 15 years, at its core, that was all technique to help me accomplish the goal that I have and to have fun doing it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. No, I get that. And I feel like so many times we have this sense we hover above ourselves going, you should be doing this, and you know, stand up straight,
right,
and breathe, and, you know, articulate. And then, as you said, just embody the role, connect with your scene partner, and give it 110%.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you give us a sense, how do you take care of yourself in between shows? Do you have a hobby? Do you have something you do to relax?
Sure, yeah. I love rock climbing. So pretty much every single city, I'll find a climbing gym, and with Kyle, who plays younger Noah, and
nice,
we'll go out, we'll outdoor climb, we will indoor climb, we'll do wherever we can get a nice vertical workout in, we will go. And we'll do that between shows sometimes. So literally Sunday between shows, when we were still in Los Angeles, we got back and then changed real quick, went climbing for like an hour and a half, and then came back, made a real quick meal, and then went back to the theater. And it's so important, I feel like, to have something that where you can get active during the day, because it's, especially on two show days, it's so easy to wake up super late.
Yeah.
And throw whatever thing you can that was in your cupboard into your mouth, and then run out the door, and then
exactly,
and then get into, and then you arriving right at half hour, and then 30 minutes later you're on stage. You know, so it's nice to have that thing that's apart from the show that we can look forward to every single city that keeps us active and keeps us, you know, there are other goals that we have that we're working towards there that have nothing to do with work, which is nice.
No, it's great. I mean, because it grounds you. It's like, for me, I started practicing yoga a few months back, and now it's just such an important part of my life.
Oh, and I totally get that. Like, it's so nice to have something else that you can look forward to and put your time towards.
Right, because then I feel like when you show up, you're showing up as the best version of yourself, and you're more grounded.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's, after this tour here in Orange County, what's your next stop?
Next we go to San Francisco.
Okay.
We'll be in San Francisco for 3 weeks. And then we sort of leave California for about a month and a half before we come back to San Diego in April.
Okay. That's great. Well,
I
have family and friends in San Francisco. I'm going to have to tell them all about
it. Oh, sweet. Yeah, please.
Definitely.
That would be wonderful.
So for anyone listening who wants to follow a similar path, what would you tell them?
I would just tell them to be as, like, true to themselves as you possibly can. And I know it's so cliche, but that's, like, the most important thing you can do. And I had a teacher a couple years ago who told me something that really stuck with me. And, you know, acting is so much... it's a lot of hearing no, and you do hear that a lot too, but it's true. It's a lot of hearing no. It's a lot of casting going the other way. It's a lot of close calls.
Yes.
And it's easy to sort of get down on yourself and be like, well, why hasn't it happened? You know what I mean? Or
right.
The first thing that I would think of is, you know, is there anything that I can do differently? But...
okay.
When I was having these conversations with my teacher, she said that you can be the ripest, juiciest, freshest peach on the tree, but there's always going to be somebody who doesn't like peaches.
Yes, I love that.
And that like sort of reframed everything for me. And it instilled this like sense of confidence that like, okay, I know what I have to offer and I know that I've worked for years on these skills. And if I'm not the right fit for the part, then the person who got it's the right for the part. And this wasn't my opportunity anyway. You know what I mean? And
definitely,
but I'm confident in the work that I did and that I left it all out there. And I was the most authentic version of myself. And I can walk out of the room knowing that that's the truth of the situation.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So when you have an opportunity that does line up for you, it feels so much more like it was meant to be because that's been your mentality all along. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I do. And because don't you feel, maybe you didn't do this when you were younger, but you wanted it so badly, maybe that came across in the audition?
Oh, yeah.
And now you're like,
oh, yeah.
You can just walk
away.
There's
a very fine line between like quiet confidence and, I don't want to say jadedness, but do you know what I mean?
Like, I do.
There's like, you don't want to walk into the room and be like, I don't care how this swings, but you also don't want to constantly be heartbroken every single time
yes.
you walk into a room and you don't get a part.
Right.
There's a very like fine line. And I feel like navigating that line is the most important thing in any audition room.
You bet. Well, that's why I asked you, what do you do to take care of yourself? Because I remember taking an acting class with a wonderful casting director in LA. And she said to us, you need to have a full life. You cannot just put everything in this one lane. You need to have a hobby and focus on your self-care. So you can take care of yourself and show up feeling healthy mentally, emotionally, everything.
It's so true because there's a person behind the actor. And I feel like so much of what acting is being as truthful and honest and to the integrity of the character that you can. And the more life experience you have in every single possible way will help you with that. And the more you show up for yourself, the more you can show up for this person who it's your job to bring to life.
Yes. So your parents, they must be bursting at the seams.
They are. I have the most supportive parents and
I love it.
They're just wonderful. My mom in particular is just, she's the one who like, you know, drove me to every single rehearsal, to every single voice lesson and still had her entire life on top of that. And I think the more that I get older, the more I realize that like, wow, she was juggling so much, but I never felt like she wasn't there for me.
That's beautiful.
You know, she's just the best. Literally in my bio, my last few words are mom watched this because when I was younger, I like whenever you're like at the pool or like jumping off the diving board, you're like, mom, watch this.
Yes.
It's just like a little nod to her and like how she's just the greatest.
I love this. Well, also they saw something in you when you were little and they nurtured that, which is beautiful.
Yeah, both of them. I couldn't have gotten any luckier.
Beautiful. Any last parting words you'd like to leave us with?
I just hope that whoever comes to see the show, that you have a great time, and we always appreciate whoever comes to see the show, and I hope that you take away whatever you take away. I hope that it's a whole experience for you. I know that some people come in, there are some people who come in like knowing the love story and then leave so touched by the Alzheimer's and dementia aspects. Mm-hmm. And there are some people who come in and we're talking about how they're now going to confess their love for their crush that they've had for a while because of this show, you know? And I feel like whatever you have going on in your life, if you bring that to the show, it'll just reveal something to you. It reveals something to me every single night about my life and the things that I'm going through. And
really?
It's just a very special piece.
I love that. Well, you touched on something really important. I feel like it's very intergenerational where, you know, whether you're going through something with an aging parent or grandparent or something and you're, you know, a Gen Z or millennial, whoever, there's something for everyone.
100%.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you so much for calling in, Connor, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. This was so fun. I really appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. And have a blast. The show runs through February 8th, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Okay, be well. That was Connor Richardson, who plays Johnny, For the Notebook at the Siegerstrom. It runs to the February 8th. All the information and how to get tickets is on my show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. And top of the hour is SoCal New Waiver with Pass Forward. If you want to find out more about KUCI, you can head over to our website, KUCI.org. Our socials, KUCI.FM. If you'd like to find out about being a guest on my show, you just have to send me an email to Janeane, J-A-N-E-A-N-E, at KUCI.org. And that's about it for me this week. Again, if you missed any part of my conversation with Connor, it will be up as a podcast within an hour after I wrap. And the show blog, one more time, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. Have a great week, everyone, and I'll be back next week. You're listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.